Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today should remain sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Breezy southern winds could gust as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52, again breezy with winds gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 62. And in the news for today, we begin our candidate coverage of the upcoming fall general elections. The Nearly Noon News will be reporting on the key state offices and most Vernon County races. We will be pulling information from several media sources, giving credit and appreciation for the sources, all of whom have given permission to use excerpts from their published reports. According to the WPR Online News, on Friday in Milwaukee, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and his Democratic challenger, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, staked out clear differences at their first debate on everything from crime to abortion to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Here are some of the highlights. Marijuana legalization. The candidates were asked where they stand on the question of federal legalization of marijuana, following President Joe Biden's announcement that he will pardon thousands of people convicted of federal marijuana possession and direct the Justice Department and Health and Human Services to review its status as a Schedule I narcotic. Johnson said the only role the federal government should play is making banking easier for companies selling marijuana in states where it's legal. Barnes called marijuana harmless and said Wisconsin is losing potential tax revenues to neighboring states like Michigan and Illinois where it is legal. Bail bond reform. Barnes discussed legislation he supported while in the state assembly that would have eliminated cash bail. He said the intent of the bill was to ensure violent offenders would not be able to, quote, buy their way out of jail. Johnson, in turn, said cash bail is one of the tools courts have to make sure dangerous criminals stay in jail. He also attacked Barnes for his call to reduce Wisconsin's prison population by half. Gun legislation. Johnson and Barnes were asked if they would support any restrictions on military-style assault rifles and whether background checks for gun purchases should be universal. Johnson said the U.S. already has, quote, something like 10,000 gun control laws on the books, end quote, that aren't properly enforced. If we want to cut down on crime, the overall macro issue is we need to renew faith, strengthen families, have more supportive communities, Johnson said. Another gun control law just isn't going to work, he said. Barnes said he supported universal background checks for gun purchases. Annual authorization for Social Security. Barnes said Social Security funding should not be subject to annual authorization by Congress, and federal funding for the entitlement program can be increased by making sure the wealthy pay their fair share. We need to make sure that billionaires are paying more into the system, said Barnes. Johnson pushed back on attack ads claiming he wants to cut Social Security and Medicare, saying the greatest threat to the program is out-of-control spending and the nation's growing deficit. What I've been saying is we should be looking at all spending so we can prioritize, said Johnson, and Social Security and Medicare would be at the top of the priority list, he said. On Tuesday, we will continue with highlights from the Barnes-Johnson debate. Today, we used information in part with permission from WPR Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.